Crime Does Not Pay.
Don't shoot. Please don't shoot.
Keep your hands up or nobody will get hurt. Where'd you catch
it? In the desk, in that corner.
I'll get it. Make him give you the keys to the jalopy, Jeff.
Hurry, Lucy. You, give me the keys to that car.
It's not mine. I only fixed it.
One's good?
Yeah, good. Don't hit me. Don't touch
me.
Shut up.
Give me the keys.
Here, keep away from me.
$40, Jeff. More cash than we've seen in years. Got the keys? Let's go.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear The Second Hand Pistol, starring Nancy Coleman. Crime Does Not Pay, starring Nancy Coleman as Lucy Minden in The Second Hand Pistols. The background was a mining town in the hills of West Virginia. Coal dust, tar paper shacks, a dozen brothers and sisters. Marriage came at 15 because there was no room left in the house. A child was born at 16. 8 years later, the struggle for existence brought mother and child alone to a nearby railroad town where there was a job for the mother. This was Lucy Minden, who took up with Jeff Gardner to try again. With Jeff Gardner, a lost and lonely soul like herself.
Daddy Jeff crying?
Dodie, go in the back and play.
Why is Daddy Jeff crying, Ma?
Dodie, go in the back and play.
Nah, let him stay, Lucy. Let him stay and find out what we're up against.
Dodie, I told you something.
Yes, Ma, I'm going.
I'm going out, Jeff.
What for? What's the use?
You've got to have some cash money. I'll get it.
No. You hear me? No.
I never was good enough for you, Jeff.
You? Not good enough for me? What did I ever bring you?
We were happy, Jeff. We are happy together.
The first time you waited on me in the station diner, you knew I was broke, but you made me eat. That was the first decent thing anybody done for me in years.
I liked your looks right off, Jeff. I knew you were better than me. You weren't born in no mine shanty.
What's happened since we took up together? What?
We had some good times.
Yeah, but mostly bad. You try to be a salesman, nobody buys. You work at anything, even track walking. Anything to make a dollar for your woman and her kid. You get hurt on the job. You're out 3 months. You come back, the job's gone. No money, no food in the house. Not even a lump of coal. In the mine country.
I'm going out, Jeff.
No, you're not. Lucy, we've tried. We've tried every way we know and a few we didn't know, to be honest. If I can't earn for you too honest, then I'll be dishonest.
How? What can you do?
I've been thinking like crazy. It's coming on spring. I can pawn the coats. My suit, the jeans will do till later. With what I get, I'll buy a gun, Lucy. They used to say out west long ago, Smith and Wesson make all men equal.
We'll pawn the coat, Jeff. We'll buy two guns.
No. Not you.
We promised each other, Jeff, never nothing we didn't do together. We'll buy two guns, Jeff.
That's all I can let you have. $6.75. It's more than the old clothes are worth.
Take it, Jeff. He won't go no higher. I know him.
All right. Six and six bits. Come on, Lucy.
Hey, Jeff. We're going to buy something.
You sell? Now you want to buy. What?
Those on the shelf behind you.
Those guns are registered. You show me your license, we might make a deal. No deal.
You know we haven't no licenses. Anything else you got? Without a license?
Maybe. Old. Not guaranteed.
How much for two and a few shells?
Six and six bits.
Five.
One for five. The other one I'll throw in. For $1.75.
Five for both.
Two for six. Well, you'll need money for. You'll get more soon.
I never thought of that.
A deal. Two second-hand pistols, $6.
Ma'am, what can I do for you?
Two quarts of milk, a quarter pound of butter.
Certainly. Anything else?
Everything you've got in the cash register.
Well, open the register, buddy. This is a sticker. Fast.
Yeah, of course. Don't have to hold the gun that close. Here.
Right. Grab the cash, Lucy. I got the bundles. We got you covered. Don't move, buddy.
$11 is all. Business can't be so good.
Come on, Lucy.
Wait. He's got chocolate candy. Daddy ain't had no chocolate candy in almost a year. He's got five pieces. All right, Jeff. Let's go home and be Dodie.
Mom, I'm sleepy.
And you go lie on your bed. Sure you don't want any more chocolate candy?
Sure, Ma. That was good, Ma. We're going to have supper, too?
You bet we are, Dodie. You'll see. It's good now.
Of course. That was good. Real good.
Lucy, come here a minute.
Just seeing Dodie in bed. What is it, Jeff?
Out here on the back porch. Thought we ought to try them guns.
You got them out here?
Uh-huh. Loaded, too. Which one you want?
Makes no difference. That one.
Okay. Point it out that way. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Then shoot. Darn, things ain't no good at all.
Then let's go back to that pawn shop and get two guns that'll shoot.
You two again?
Yeah.
Here, those two pistols you sold us, they don't work.
I told you, not guaranteed.
We want two that'll work.
No swap.
How much for these?
$2.
We paid you six.
But now you told me they don't work, the price comes down. $2.
I ought to bust you one.
Take the $2, Jeff.
There.
Now we want two that'll work. Guaranteed.
$7.50 apiece.
Give you five.
Seven.
Six. That's as far as we go, or we take our business
six out. Apiece. For two pistols. That works.
Don't shoot. Please, don't shoot.
Keep your hands up and nobody will get hurt. Where's the cash?
In the desk. In that corner there.
I'll get it. Make him give you the keys to the garage, Jeff.
Hurry, Lucy. You, give me the keys to that car.
Well, it's not mine. I only fixed it.
Runs good?
Yeah. Good. Don't hit me. Don't touch
me. Shut up. Give me the keys.
Here. Keep away from me.
$40, Jeff. More cash money we've seen in years. Got the keys? Let's go.
Hop in, Lucy. Fast.
All set, Jeff. Now let's get Dodie. And we'll never see this rotten town again.
Look at the trees, Ma.
Yes, honey, I know. They're green out here.
Don't
money on this side. Look at all the cows.
Cows are lazy, Daddy Jeff. All they do is sit in the sun.
Lucky animals.
You ain't kidding. 30 minutes. Tell Ma what I asked you to do.
You mean when we stop or something, Ma?
Yes, dear.
Dodie stays in the back seat. When Daddy Jeff stops the car, Dodie gets down on the floor like tracking Indians and stays there no matter what happens.
That's right, dear. You do it, too. You promise?
I promise, Ma.
Lucy, up ahead.
Just traffic cops. This crate couldn't read no speed laws.
Traffic cops don't block the road like that.
If you read it...
Cops have teletypes all over. We've got to stop for it. Now listen. Do exactly as I tell you. When we stop, I'll get out. You slide into the driver's seat. If they're looking for us and they catch on, I'll tie them up and you drive like crazy. Understand?
I understand, Jeff. Dodie, Daddy Jeff's gonna stop.
Can I look at the big motorcycles real close, Ma?
Dodie, you promised.
Yes, Ma. I'm getting down, Ma. Are the cops Indians, Ma?
Dodie, please. Leave me too.
Sorry, folks. We're stopping everybody.
Couple of stick-up artists. Car thieves reported headed this way.
I don't mind in the least, officer. Try to stretch my legs.
Where you headed, mister?
Up the road a piece. Looking for work.
Where'd you get this car?
It's mine. Why?
Because it's the same make, year, and number as the stolen jalopy we're watching for.
Let's see your license and registration, fellow.
Lucy, drive! Lucy!
Not without you!
Look out, Mercy! She's got a gun! Hey, Lucy, don't!
Oh! Jeff! Jeff, get in! Get in! Drive, Mark!
You killed him.
I don't care. I don't care. I won't live without you. Ma, why are you crying? Don't cry.
All right, Lucy. We tried it on us. Now I guess we're in for it.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with the Secondhand Pistols. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Nancy Coleman as Lucy Minden in The Secondhand Pistols. Out of the hills of West Virginia and across the border into Ohio rode Lucy Minden with Dodie and Jeff. A few miles beyond the point where they left the two policemen lying in the road, they stopped the car, made their first swap. On they went, using only the back roads, staying away from towns and cities of any size. For gas and cash and food, they held up small filling stations and stores. They slept in their car. Behind them was a trail of stolen automobiles and rifled cash boxes. And ahead of them, always ahead of them, was the clicking of the teletypes in the police stations.
Here they are again. To all police officers, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. Wanted for murder, assault with intent to kill, armed robbery, automobile theft. Couple with child. Last seen driving west on U.S. 60. Description follows.
Description follows. Gardner, height 5'8", weight approximately 155. Brown hair, blue eyes. Clothing, blue dungarees. Minden, height 5'2", weight approximately 130, black hair, brown eyes, maybe dressed in men's clothing. All stations alerted. Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri. Approach with care. They are desperate.
Daddy Jeff, why is Ma taking so long?
I don't know, Dodie.
Ma would come. I wish she would.
She's coming, Dodie. She just came out of that stationery store.
All right, Jeff. I got everything.
What took you so long?
Drive, Jeff, I'll tell you.
You were so long, Ma.
I know, dear, but I got everything. And blue cap for Daddy Jeff, and one for me, so my hair won't get dusty. And the newspapers, and the lollipops for you. And guess what, Dodie?
Ice cream cone?
Oh, not with lollies, dear, no. Look.
Ma, it looks almost real, almost like yours.
Oh, yes. And cap for it, too. Want me to load it for you?
Gee, no, Ma, I know how. Boy, oh, boy. Now I can go bang, bang when you do, Ma.
Yes, dear, I know. I know. Only make your make-believe, please, Toby.
Oh, yes, Ma, if you say so.
You shouldn't have done it, Lucy. It'll look awful bad.
Look bad?
Like we was teaching the kid.
How much worse can it look? We killed, didn't we?
If you'd have done what I asked.
I left you with him. Now, Jeff, I'll die first. Anyhow, look, Jeff, we're in the papers. Front page. Hold up, couple saw in 7 states. That's us. You and me. In the papers.
What else do they say?
Man, it's Jeff Garner and Lucy Minden, and accompanied by Lucy's child, this couple have terrorized West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, holding up filling stations, stealing cars. Jeff, up ahead, that hitchhiker. Let's pick him up.
What for? Hitchhikers don't have any.
Pick him up, Jeff. Don't you see? The cops are looking for a couple and a kid. Not three grown-ups and a kid.
You're smart, Lucy.
You don't have to be smart for that. Just sensible. Besides, I knew the cops out where I was born. They keep looking on for what they're told.
Going toward Missouri, folks?
We sure are. Hop in. Whereabouts in Missouri are you heading, mister?
Why, Hannibal to be exact.
Right along the way. You got a good ride. We're bound for St. Louis.
That so?
We got to stop down to Bowling Green first. My sister lives there. Well, we got to see her a little bit before we move along.
Green Street, Lucy.
I know.
This where Aunt May lives, Ma?
Yes, Dodie. This is where...
It's a nice house. Big tree.
Sure.
What are we sitting in the car for, Ma? Why don't we get out?
The kid's right, Lucy. It'll be better short.
I know. All right, Dodie. Let's get out. Got everything, Dodie?
Uh-huh. Even my pistol. It's key, Ma. Even if it doesn't make as loud a noise as yours.
Shh, darling. All right. Come on now. Daddy Jeff has to take care of the car.
All right. Don't take long, Daddy Jeff.
I won't. See you, son.
Do you remember Aunt May, Dodie?
I never saw her, Ma. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Must have got... Well, she's nice. Looks like me a little older. A little fatter, I guess.
Will she have a bed for us, Ma? Will we sleep in a bed tonight?
Yes, dear. You'll sleep in a bed tonight. Oh, dear, I forgot. There's something I need from the dime store.
Tonight, Ma?
Yes. Judy, you stay here. I'll ring the doorbell for you. Now, you tell Aunt May that your Ma and Daddy Jeff... I had to go downtown for a minute, and I said for them to take you in until I get back. All right?
Sure, I'll tell her.
All right. Can you kiss?
Yeah, sure, Ma. Why are you crying, Ma?
Who's crying? All right. Here we go. You be good now, understand me? Till I get there. Goodbye, Dodie.
Don't be long, will you, Ma? Will you?
drive gently before I go back to him. Make a complete fool of myself. I don't like it, Jim.
You don't like what?
Where that traffic cop let us go.
St. Louis is a big city, hon. They ain't expecting us in a big city.
We're going to be out here soon.
All warehouses must be pretty near the edge of town.
Oh, I hope so. It
don't feel
right. Lucy. I told you, Jeff.
Turn our right through.
There are the traffic covers. Try to get from behind, too.
You ready?
I'll have to hang on to the wheel. Give me your gun.
My pocket.
Got it.
Here we go again, hon. Fire back at him, Lucy. Fire.
Not unless I have to.
It's just my shoulder. I can try.
That'll teach him to hurt you.
Not much more, Lucy. We make it to that rock and they'll never get us out.
I know. Until we starve to death.
Maybe we'll be able to make a deal with them.
Oh, they won't make any deals. You saw the papers. When they tried to stop us back in New Mexico, they shot one of their own.
Here we are. Up you go.
Maybe. You get shot in St. Louis, but I'm the one who's pulled out in Arizona.
You'll be fine after you rest a bit. My shoulder's perfect. You fixed it good in that room in Joplin.
We slept in a bed. Sonny, I never thought I'd be out of Virginia. Look at all the places we've been.
Getting pretty close. I can see someone moving. They must have rifles. They look so small.
No, on this side. What do you say they call a place like this? Stuck up in the middle of a flatland?
A mesa. Fell at the last gas station, told me. I sure hated to ditch that last station wagon. Sure was a beautiful car. Sure ain't coming any closer.
They're more scared than we are. Oh, Jeff, I can't take it. Not anymore. We gotta quit, Jeff. I can't.
Lucy. Easy, honey. One of them's yelling at us.
Up there, you. You got 1 minute. Come down or we'll blast you out. You can round it. You got 1 minute and then we open fire. The plane spotted you. Think of your mind. 1 minute from now.
It's no use, Jeff. We gotta quit.
I know. I didn't tell you. We haven't even got 2 shells left for the guns.
Jeff, one thing you gotta promise.
I promise. What is it?
After everything we've been through together, you won't try to take the whole blame. I couldn't stand it. Not to go and you go. Promise, Jeff.
I promised before you asked, didn't we? We didn't have no chance. Not since we knocked over those cops back home. I knew that.
We didn't have no chance long before that, Jeff. I knew that. All right, Jeff. Tell him we're coming down.
Thank you.
Coleman, who has starred as Lucy Minden in The Second Hand Pistols, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Nancy Coleman.
I think it is important to this story of Lucy Minden and Jeff Gardner that we point out that these two turned to crime only after a long and fruitless struggle to find the means for a decent existence, honestly. Lucy and Jeff had the traditional three strikes on them before they started, simply because of the kind of life into which they were born. Such living conditions can and must be corrected in this great country of ours. We cannot afford to lose good mothers and decent fathers to lives of crime. Not when they can be given proper opportunities at so little cost. When the Lucys and the Jeffs of our country turn to lawbreaking because they feel there is no other way, it is as much for society as a whole as for this kind of criminal that in the end, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Miss Coleman. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark D. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. Thank you.